This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable. Thank you.
lot of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? Especially if you don't speak French at all. However, after a minimum of consideration of this complex problem, a concerned individual might come to this conclusion. There has got to be some way above and beyond that age-old international language barrier to get your teenage message across to a vegetable, whether he likes it or not. So here's the deal, boys and girls. After a large amount of research stretching over perhaps a five-year span, the whole of Western culture has been crystallized and condensed for your teenage edification into a group of words, symbolic words, which you, the teenage vegetable individual, might apply somewhere in your dismal everyday life to brighten it, to buff it up around the edges, so to speak. And we're going to whip these words on you in just a few moments, boys and girls, but I want to get your complete, total, undivided attention to the subject at hand. You must understand that these words that I'm going to present to you, simple as they might seem, superficially, contain vast amounts of knowledge. And I want to make sure that you get all this wisdom and apply it as soon as possible. Any moment now. Are you ready for the first word? Are you ready for the first word? Are you? I think you're ready for the first word. Don't hit the ending yet, boys. I'll tell them what the first word is, and you can practice saying it. You can rehearse this word. It's like a little language lesson. The first mysterious word that contains the wisdom of the ages is... Bring the band on down behind me, boys. Muffins. Muffins. Just repeat after me. Muffins.
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 Muffins. The second word, which will be of universal significance to all of you, I'm sure, is pumpkins. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins. You know what I mean? Pumpkins. Orange, bulbous, green thing on top. Okay, now, in a moment, we are going to do the deluxe version of these words. That is to say, after the word is spoken, a big chord will come in, the band will hit a big beat that goes up like that, leading inexorably to the end of the song. Yeah. So when we say these words, whether you catch the cues or not, we want you to think about these words right along with us, boys and girls.
Church of your choice, only in Paris, France.
call it by name. You're gonna call one today when you get off the plane.
Vegetable will respond to you.
Thank you. fine grade Paris hair so that Porco the Magnificent can demonstrate how sharp his sword is. One piece of hair. No, Porco, no. If you watch closely.
Baby.
Take it easy, Birdman!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is magic. I'm sure you understand that by now. In order for magic to work properly, even in Paris, we need to have your personal groovy vibes. Send your groovy vibes up to the man with a plastic bag on his head so that when the sword goes in his neck, it doesn't hurt him. Everybody, send your vibes up there to the man with a bag on his head. It'll work this time, I know.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Compartment. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.